Cry when he read the pasuk in which Hashem tells a sultan that he caused Hashem to make Eve suffer for no reason. Instead, if a slave's master can be made to turn against him, he has no hope. Rabbi Yechon would cry when he read the pasuk that says that Hashem cannot even trust the tzaddikim. He said, if tzaddikim can't be trusted, who can be? Rabbi Yechon once met a man who was packing unripe figs for a trip he was making and left the ripe figs behind. The man explained, the unripe figs will last for the trip, whereas the ripe ones will spoil. Rabbi Yechon said, that's the meaning of this pasuk. There are times that Hashem takes the young tzaddikim so that they shouldn't be left to sin. In fact, we find that a young Talmud Chacham died in Alexandria's neighborhood, and it was said that he could have lived longer had he been more righteous. It must be that righteous Talmud Chacham do not die young. Mar says it was known that Talmud Chacham didn't have the proper respect for his rabbeim, and that's why that was said. Rabbi Yechon would cry when he read. He would cry when he read the pasuk that says that Hashem will bring to judgment and act as a quick witness against the people who do kishuf, adultery, swear falsely, and those who don't pay their workers. He said, if a master does so, there's no hope for the slave. Rabbi Yechim Zakeh added, woe to us if Hashem equates these terrible averes with these smaller averes. Rish Lakish said, a pasuk teaches that anyone who distorts the judgment of a ger is considered as if he distorts Hashem himself. The pasuk says, umate ger. This can be read as if umati, which means you distort me. Achinim Papa said, if one has regret for an aver that he did, he's immediately forgiven. This is based on the pasuk that says, V'loy yireuni. This suggests that if one did fear Hashem by regretting his actions, he is forgiven. Rabbi Yechon would cry when he read the pasuk that suggests that Hashem treats the averes done b'shoyge as if done b'mezid. He said, if Hashoyge is like a mezid, we have no hope. The pasuk says that the person is judged for every hidden thing. Rav said this comes to include one who killed a bug in front of a friend that the friend was disgusted by it. Shmuel said it comes to include that someone who spit out saliva in front of someone else and that person was disgusted by it. The pasuk then says, Im toiv v'im ra. In the yeshiva Rabbiane, they explain that this refers to one who gives tzedakah to a poor person in public, which embarrasses the person. He'd be better off not having given the tzedakah at all. In the yeshiva Rav Sheila, they said, this refers to someone who gives tzedakah to a woman in private. This causes people to think that she was given money for znus. Rav said that this refers to one who sends one who sends to his wife, very close to Shabbos, meat from which the non-kosher pieces were still not removed. In her hurry, it may not have been done properly. Although we find that Rava did so, because his wife was the daughter of the great Rav Chista, and therefore she was very sure to be meticulous and be very careful to take things out. Shmuel said it refers to one who only gives tzedakah when the poor person is at mamash at the point of desperation. Rabbi Yechon would cry when he read the pasuk that says that Hashem will bring many evils and sorrows upon a person. He said, if a master does so to his servants, what hope is there? What's the difference between evils and sorrows mentioned in the pasuk? Rav said it refers to evils that are brought one on top of another, like suffering from two conditions which require opposite forms of healing, so the person is stuck, he doesn't know what to do. The pasuk says there will be times of hester panim where Hashem seems to be hidden from us. Rav Bardla bar Tevyume, in the name of Rav, said any person who does not suffer and who is not hunted by his enemies is not a Jew, because we're subject to suffering through the gullus. The Rabbanan asked Rava, you seem not to suffer at all. He said, you don't realize that I have to pay off the government, which is a form of suffering. Still, an ayin hara came onto him from this conversation, and the king took all of his money. The pasuk says that Hashem will hide himself on that day. Rava said, this refers to that even during such times, Hashem will speak to us through dreams, meaning because during the day he's hidden, but not at night. Rabbi Yossi said, a pasuk teaches that Hashem's hand is always outstretched to protect us. Rabbi Shimon Hananya was in the king's palace, and there was an apikaris there as well. The Apikaris turned his face from Rav Yeshua to symbolize that Hashem had turned his face from the Yidden. Rav Yeshua signaled back that Hashem's hand remains outstretched to protect the Yidden. The king asked what the signaling meant, and Rav Yeshua explained it to him. He then asked the Apikaris what the signaling meant, and he didn't understand what was meant by Rav Yeshua's reply signal. The king said, a person who can't understand what signaled to him has no business to signal in front of me in the palace. He had him taken out and killed. When Rav Yeshua ben Hananya was dying, they asked him, how are we going to be able to fight the Apikorsim without you? You are a person to fight the Apikorsim. He told them, we learn from a pasuk that the wisdom of the Goyim is only as strong as the wisdom of the Yidden. If we're not capable to defend such fights anymore, they will not be capable of fighting such fights to begin with. Rabbi Eli once heard a child reading the pasuk that says that Hashem tells a person every word that he has spoken. Rabbi Eli said, if a master does that, a servant has no hope. The pasuk reference used the word seichai to refer to words. Rav explained this refers to even the private, frivolous talk between spouses. We find that Rav would speak frivolously with his wife, so there must be nothing wrong with it. So he did so because he needed to appease her before having tashmish, in which case it's considered necessary. A pasuk says that Hashem cries in a hidden place because of the haughtiness of people. Rav Shmuel by Inya, in the name of Rav, said Hashem has a special place called Mistarim where he cries. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said that Hashem cries about the exaltedness of the Yidden that was now taken away and given over to the Goyim. Rav Shmuel Nachmani said he cries about his own exaltedness that has been removed. In fact, we find that Rav Papa said that there's no concept of sadness for Hashem, so how can we say that he cries? Mar said in hidden he cries, but not in his outer chambers. We find in the pasuk that he cries in the outer chamber as well. The Mara says that was regarding the Churban, at which time even the Malachim cried as well. The Mara says the pasuk in Yirmiyah makes reference to three tears that are cried. Ablazah said the three tears are for the one is for the first base of Mikdash, one's for the second base of Mikdash, and the other one's for Yidden being in Golus. Others say the last tear is for Bittul Torah. In fact, the pasuk itself says that the tear is for the flock of Hashem being taken into captivity. So that makes sense according to the first explanation of the third tear. But how can you say that therefore it's for Bittul Torah? The Mara says the captivity of the Yidden is the greatest cause of Bittul Torah. A Braisa says Hashem cries for three people each day: for one who could learn Torah but does not, for one who is unable to learn Torah but still does, and for a communal leader who is arrogant. Rebbe and Reb Chiya were traveling and passed through a town. They asked the people if there's a Talmud Chacham present. They said that there was a blind Talmud Chacham. Reb Chiya told Rebbe, "You don't come to visit because you know we shouldn't diminish your respect as the Nasi." Rebbe didn't listen. He went along anyway. When they finished the visit, the blind Chacham said, told them, "You have come to visit one who is seen but cannot see. You should be zoichet to go and visit the one who sees but cannot be seen." Meaning you should go visit Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. You should be zoichet to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe said to Reb Chiya, "Had I listened to you and not come, I would have missed out on receiving this great bracha." They asked the Chacham why he felt that visiting him was such a great deed. He told them that when he heard Rabbi Yaakov Darshan, that he heard Rabbi Yaakov Darshan, a pasuk, to teach that one who sees Chachamim will live. Rav Edi would travel for 3 months, learn Beis HaMikdash for one day, then head back for 3 months, travel back home. The others would laugh at him. He felt insulted. Rabbi Yechanan asked him not to bring punishment on the other Talmidim. Rabbi Yechanan then went and Darshan, a pasuk, to teach that there are times when someone can learn from one day and considers if he learned the entire year, when that's the only day he's able to learn the entire year. He insinuated that Rabbi Edi was in that type of category of people.